Just a thought. Revelation chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. And there came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come here, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore, who sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And now chapter 21. Verses 9 to 14. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come here, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And I invite you to continue reading chapter 21 to the end. Here we have the great whore, characterized by abominations and filthiness and fornications, drunken with the blood of the saints and the witnesses of Jesus. She is in the wilderness, a place of barrenness. On the other hand, we have the Lamb's wife, characterized by holiness and righteousness and purity, having the glory of God. And where is she? A great and high mountain, near to the heart of God, but also dear to the heart of God. Beloved, we must give God thanks. We must worship our God for having delivered us from our sins, the penalty and the power, and very soon the very presence. May we continue to worship Him today.